President John Mahama is requesting partnership with reputable international airlines to establish a national airline for Ghana in a win-win situation. At a meeting with the leadership of America's major airline Delta, President Mahama said his vision is to make Ghana a hub of aviation for Africa. In line with this, feasibility studies are ongoing for a new airport, while Kotoka International Airport will be refurbished to meet appreciable standards. A team from Ghana is expected to Atlanta, Georgia before the end of the year to learn from Delta good practices as far as airline operations are concerned. We bring you Pascaline Adadivo's report.
President Mahama's three-day visit to Atlanta, Georgia has seen a number of business engagements with American companies and investors for simple reason to establish contacts or partnerships that will yield mutual benefits. One of such is the meeting with leadership of Delta Airlines. Delta is America's major airline established in 1924. Its airport in Atlanta, Georgia is the busiest in the world. It operates in almost all continents. Delta also runs a direct flight from Accra to New York. One of the issues that came up was a request from President Mahama to Delta to resume its direct flight from Accra to Atlanta.
There was a time when you canceled the flights to Atlanta, so now we have just the New York, direct. We believe that maybe you should reconsider more than one route to the United States, because for those coming to Atlanta and going to Texas and going to Chicago, to go all the way to New York and reconnect back, it would be more convenient to connect through Atlanta. And Atlanta being the hub for Delta, why would you go past Atlanta and go dump them in New York? So I think it's probably time to look at that again.
Since the infamous Ghana Airways took a nosedive, efforts have been made to get it back. This time, what the Mahama administration seeks to do is to establish an airline, but on partnership basis. This has worked for many countries like Kenya, Egypt, Ethiopia, and South Africa.
I think working together, we can, achieve the dream we have of creating Ghana as the hub for aviation. We're looking to start up an airline ourselves, but initially concentrating on distributing passengers across the sub-region, and so bringing passengers in to join long-haul flights to different destinations and then distributing them when they have flown into Kotoka to the various countries in the sub-region. We're looking for any partnerships that would be a win-win for all of us.
The senior vice president of Delta Airlines, Perry Kantaruti, commended President Mahama's sense of urgency to transform Ghana's aviation sector. He said Delta is ready to assist with expertise. Mr. Kantaruti also lauded the excellent cooperation with the Ghana Civil Aviation Authority.
We would like nothing more than to be able to reintroduce services into Accra. And I would also tell you that confirming what you just said, that we find Kotoka to be a very good operating environment for us. As you know, Delta operates somewhat uniquely, not only the nonstops between New York and Accra, but also the three times a week services to Monrovia.
Yeah.
And I think given your geography and given the stability of the operating environment and the security standards that you uphold, that actually it is a logical place to look at building a West African regional base.
President Mahama drops what sounds like a pretty good news to the Delta Group.
There was a cross-subsidy that had made aviation fuel go up much higher than it should be.
Yes.
But now we are balancing out the subsidies on petroleum products, and the NPA is publishing it based on the market numbers and all that. And so a lot of the subsidies that normally had been piled onto aviation fuel are gradually being taken off. And so aviation fuel is becoming more competitive.
This is great news, because that's one aspect of our operation.
Yeah, and then also extra storage facilities are being put in at the airport to make sure that there is a constant supply of fuel. So I think that those glitches we used to have with regards to supply of fuel and the price, are going to get much better.
Having run direct flights to Ghana for 6 years, Delta will in 2 weeks launch a new aircraft in Accra with modern facilities to replace the old one. What is interesting is that Ghanaian delicacy jollof rice will be served as priority on the new flight. Refurbishment of the Kotoka International Airport will see new terminal buildings, baggage conveyor belts, expansion in airports and air bridges. From Atlanta, Georgia, Pascaline Adadevu for Radio Ghana.
Meanwhile, the airside operations manager of Ghana Airport Company, JT Amwa, has commended President John Mahama for negotiating with reputable international.
Understand, in the first place, it projects the image of the country like we have existing elsewhere amongst nations. A particular example is Kenya Airways and a few others, Ethiopia Airlines. And all of them have operated on their own as the industry dictates. And they have, over the years, even opened up their market all over around. And you can imagine what they have to do. And it all boils down to the industry practice. Non-governmental influence will go into the employment of a strategic partner. And they, knowing the dictates of the industry, would come on board with their inputs, equipment, aircraft, know-how, to enhance the business. And Kenya went the line of Ghana Airways in years past, and they strategically revitalized with a strategic investor. And as we speak, they have been able to turn around their airline, and it's flying so many destinations. And Ghana is no difficult to go the same line and to as well improve itself by going the right route, employing the right administration, strategic partner, and non-interference from any quarters, and will be there.
How do you feel when you look back that Ghana, one of the first or the first to obtain independence in Africa, is not having a flagship airline? And when you want to look forward by way of projection, what do you think we could do to sustain an airline like that? Protocol, interference and all that. What are you talking about?
It gives me nostalgic feelings because as pioneers of the airline business, we started long, long back before others came on board. And for me to see those who came after us still there in the industry and changing with times. Hitherto, others were using aircraft of the mix that gave them every cost to operate, but with the knowledge of going along with the changing times, they also changed equipment, aircraft, and sail along with it. And I can still cite Kenya Airways that I often have seen them going to the use of current modern generation aircraft to save cost of operating types of aircraft and therefore making it in big in leaps and bounds. So I see it good for us to go back to our roots, revitalize ourselves, rejuvenate the airline. I believe that the name will still be there. We have the personnel there in the industry, both pilots, engineers, and so lots of them are on the business training. And if we get the right frame of equipment and mind and personnel, we would be able to put ourselves back to the field and then catch up and even make the sky our limit.
How differently would they operate such an airline?
Well, for starters, we only have to open ourselves to partnership.
In his contribution, an expert in the airline industry, Kofi Geja, said the reestablishment of a national airline is overdue. He lauded the president for the initiative and suggested that for such a carrier to be competitive and sustainable, it should be managed on private partnership basis.
Indeed, the proposal from the president is a very nationalistic one, and I think it is in the right direction. As an expert, or someone who's been in the aviation industry for quite a number of years, and with hindsight, even though we had challenges with Ghana Airways, had challenges with Ghana International, I believe that they were a purely human issue that could have been dealt with. And because we had challenges with Ghana Airways and with Ghana International, does not stop us from taking another step. Assuming your son goes to the stream and is drawn, as our elders say, does it stop you from drinking water? Certainly not. So in my personal opinion, and looking at other national airlines that fly into this country, I think the president has hit the nail right on the head by proposing that we should have a national airline. But I wanted to have it this way. If a national airline is going to come, I want the government to give it to a private company and just buy shares in it. And allow the private company to run it with Ghana logo, Ghana flag on it, and then the Ghana government sit back and give all the support that is no interference, and I repeat, no interference. We allow this private company with Ghana government shares, another Ghanaian that will also be allowed to buy shares in it, and allow this private company, be it Ghanaian company or any friendly country, and I think China will be one, the best one that I'll propose. And when they come in, because you sit back and allow them to run. And I tell you that we will succeed. We want to fly our national flag, the pride of Ghana, the pride of Africa, the pride of the black man. Why not? I think that I am all for it. But it should be in private hands with government buying shares in it.
Kofi Geja is an expert in the airline industry.